It was called the Acto de Posesión, the Act of Possession. It was a key moment in San Antonio's history. Three of San Antonio's missions, Espada, Concepción, and San Juan Capistrano, would be owned by the Native American populations who lived, loved, worked, and died on the land. It's a piece of history American Indians in San Antonio are trying to recover. Though the city celebrated its tricentennial in 2018, thousands of years of history existed before Spanish soldiers and friars stepped foot in Yanaguana, the land of spirit waters, as San Antonio was known to the natives. On a warm, sunny Saturday, the Mission San Juan commemorated the Acto de Posesión with a Founders Day celebration, featuring cultural entertainment, traditional foods, and native vendors. But the event was more than just a commemoration. It was an effort to rewrite a narrative. Carla Aguilar is development coordinator with American Indians in Texas at the Spanish Colonial Missions, AIT, which hosted the event.
We have to explain to folks that we've been here for 10,000 years, and San Antonio grew around these Indian pueblos, which were the missions, and these Indian pueblos were comprised of nomadic tribes that had been in the region for 10,000 years. You're not just a Mexican from San Antonio and your family's been here for 10 generations. Your roots go so much deeper than that.
Aguilar, who's also a member of the Auteca Paguame tribe of the Tap-Pilam Coahuiltecan Nation, says generations of San Antonians have been shamed out of their heritage.
To this day, people would rather identify, you know, their ancestral lineage as Canary Islander rather than Native American because there's this underlying prejudice against being Indian or La Indiada. Who's educated us about who we are? Who's talked to us about the Alamo? Who's talked to us about the Misiones? Everything's been taught to us from a settler's perspective.
This river here is full of me and mine. This river here is full of you and yours. Right here.
State Poet Laureate Dr. Carmen Tafoya embraces her mixed background, the mestizaje, which goes back centuries in San Antonio.
The intermingling of the races was very present in my family's narrative of who we were and why we had the high Indian cheekbones and why our families were, as my grandmother used to say it, como los frijoles pintos, algunos güeros, algunos morenos, algunos con pecas, being like a bunch of pinto beans. Some of us were light, some of us were dark, and some of us had freckles.
Tafoya says the Eurocentrism present in much of Texas and San Antonio history must be shaken off in view of a larger picture.
This is a place seeped in history where there are bodies in this ground that were buried 1,000 years ago, and there are structures in this ground that are millennia old.
Those bodies in the ground? At the Mission San Juan, there have been two reburials of human remains, which were unearthed during a 1967 utilities dig. Ramon Juan Vasquez is AIT's executive director. AIT was founded to get back those Native American remains, which had been scattered in laboratories across the U.S. It took over 30 years to get most of the remains back home.
We thought it was over in 1999, but last year I had to travel to UC Davis, pick up 26 human remains, bring them home, reunite them with the remains that are at Center for Archaeological Research. The Texas Archaeological Research Laboratory in Austin has 11 human remains that were taken from Mission San Juan in the 1930s. SMU sent three that they had in their closets.
The reburials at Mission San Juan are just part of the battle to rewrite a narrative. Vasquez says a larger cemetery exists where over 2 million tourists tread each year, on the grounds of the cradle of Texas liberty, the Alamo. 1,377 people are buried there. Their identities are recorded in the Alamo Book of Burials, which covered the years 1703 to 1885.
Why wouldn't we have a concentrated effort to protect that asset, that cultural asset that we have here in San Antonio? And I can only come up to the reason is, and as ugly as it sounds, that because it's nothing but dead Mexicans and Indians buried there. And if it was a Catholic cemetery of Irish and German Catholics, they would have protected that cemetery a long time ago. If they thought that Davy Crockett was buried there, they would have put a fence around it a long time ago. But because it's nothing but dead Indians and Mexicans, what else can I say? I mean, prove me wrong.
The San Antonio Missions Cemetery Association and the Tapilam Coahuiltecan Nation are asking the Texas Historical Commission to designate that portion of the Alamo as a historic Texas cemetery. It's not a designation. The Alamo Trust, a nonprofit that manages the day-to-day operations at the Alamo, wants to recognize. In a letter to the Texas Historical Commission dated January 18th of this year, the organization's CEO, Doug McDonald, wrote that in the group's opinion, quote, a historic cemetery, as defined by Texas law, does not exist on Alamo property, end quote. Ultimately, Vasquez wants the story of San Antonio to expand beyond that of Spanish soldiers and friars and Canary Islanders.
It's beautiful. The Canary Islander story is great. But I still believe that our story as the Coahuiltecan people is the greatest American story when it comes to perseverance. We're still here.
Norma Martinez, Texas Public Radio News.
Bilang tu pa ta pa so wa ko tu che wa ko tu che.